Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. The first one today comes from Karina, who says, can you help me see the whole picture instead of paying too much attention to the details in my outfits? This is quite an interesting question when we think about, this is how some of us think. So some of us think in detail and we get to the big picture from the detail, and other of us think in big picture and have to work down to the detail. So if you are, it sounds like you are a detailed person, I would suggest you use a big picture tool, and that would be outfit photos, because what it will do is take away some of that detail and allow you to see the whole picture rather than just focusing on small parts of your outfit. So taking outfit photos is such an incredible tool for so many reasons, but I would suggest if you're having trouble seeing the big picture, because often when we look in the mirror, we don't see ourselves in the big picture way. We tend to zoom in on details, versus when we're looking at an image, we are able to see ourselves as other people would see us. We see the outfit as a whole. So for you, if you are struggling with seeing the big picture for the details, I would say take some outfit photos and see how you can kind of get that whole feeling, that whole big picture, and then you can zoom in to the details to make any improvements and changes that you might want to make. The next question comes from June, and she says, how to wear dresses that protect legs and arms in hot summer weather without looking like blancmange or a meringue? As all this season's fashion seem to have tears and frills, I'm over 60 and would like to wear comfortable and stylish clothes. Now, I did went online, I thought, well, I know I've seen a lot of tears and frills as a current fashion trend. But I thought, you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to search online, you know, for major department stores, just to, you know, something that's fine, you know, easy, and it has a range of clothes. And I found it's not all tears and frills. There are many other styles available. So it's just looking past the tears and frills and saying, well, what else can I have? Now, I noticed quite a few wrap dresses, quite a few shirt dresses, and just otherwise fairly straight kind of shift dresses are available as well. So I would be looking at these other styles and ignoring the tears and frills that you don't like. Because, of course, if that's not your style, then avoid it. And do look at, I mean, what style is actually for you, I'm not sure. I don't know about your body shape, your proportions, or any of those sorts of things. But I would be looking at what are my guidelines for the shape of dresses, and then just go out and do some searches on that. If you go online and you search on those things, particularly like big shopping websites, you know, department stores, all those sorts of things, you will actually start to find a lot of this. And then you can whittle down where you actually want to go to and what you want to try on to see what works for you. So there's definitely many other things other than tears and frills out there for you. Lynn, the last time I was fitted for a bra, I ended up as a 34G, so that's a good size bust. I understand that the band needs to be firm to support the dress, the breasts. However, the firm band of my bra digs into my padded back, causing unsightly bumps under t-shirts and other close-fitting tops. Are there bra styles that are less likely to cause this? Is shaper a solution, or do I have to say goodbye to close-fitting tops? Now, if it's really digging in, I am wondering if maybe you want to go up to a 36. Maybe a 34 is too small. They might have kind of overdone it. What they often do is they want to give you a tight band because these things tend to stretch out over time. And if the band is too big, then the straps pull up the back and the whole band rides up at the back. But you might find maybe a 36 is more comfortable than a 34. It doesn't have to be digging in everywhere, but it should be sitting quite low. And generally when it sits quite low rather than high up, you get a bit less of the back fat being obvious. Also, thicker straps at the back can help to hide them. A narrow strap is always going to dig in and create more bulges than something that is wider. And the other thing would be to, yes, shapewear is good. So if you put a shapewear cami over the top, that is going to smooth out those lumps and bumps. And it's something I know, particularly for, you know, tight tops, that's something that can be really great for many of us who have a little bit of, you know, the the looser skin that happens with age, and that means that bras, if they're well-fitting, they may squeeze a little bit of that around. Otherwise, of course, looser tops are great, but I would recommend thinking about looking for bras with a wider back, trying the size up. So if you were a 34G, that would be a 36F or double F, depending on what brand of bra you're going for. And so trying that out, see if it's still got that same firmness around the rib cage, but it's not overly squeezing you. That would be the thing I would do. You know, it's always worth trying. And of course, different brands can be different sizes slightly. So just like clothing is different sizes, bras sizes can also vary a little bit too and help. There's a lot of different things to bra fitting. There is a fabulous website. It's a Reddit website called A Bra That Fits, particularly great if you are larger in the bust. And it talks about all the different fit areas of bras and what you should be looking for and what brands work well for different sort of bra fitting issues as well. So if you are larger bust and you are finding, you know, it's hard to find comfortable bras and all that sort of stuff, I do recommend heading down the A Bra That Fits Reddit rabbit hole and getting some great information that is there. But you know, this is where, just like clothing sizes change from brand to brand, so does bra sizing. And I would recommend trying, you know, the size of band up and just seeing if that actually makes a big difference or not. So there we go. Please keep sending me your questions. I'd love to get them. Imogen@insideoutstyleblog.com, and I will chat to you again soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.